This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Draft day here, You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken. Pete Blackburn will join us in 20 minutes, giving us bets for the Stanley Cup playoffs, Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight, and bets, of course, for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'll ask you this question a lot. Anything happened in the last few minutes? And if not, we can just move on and we can start mocking. Yeah.
Yeah, star market in a minute. Daniels minus 1,000 to go second. Drake May minus 290, minus 300 to go third. All of the other picks are stable. And when I say stable, I mean, Marvin Harrison minus 500 to go fourth. Everything after that is like a bunch of guesses. And in some cases, here's six guys, 2-1, 3-1, 5-1. And nobody knows. And because there's going to be a lot of trades, or maybe not. And that's basically every pick except for like seven, which I still don't buy. That's basically it. You know, it's like, here's, if you think you know what 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are going to be, 150, 2-1, 250, 3-1, they're out there on that player. Like, it's just, it's all a big guess. To be fair, the third overall pick is still lined in such a way where it's just, and you'd be like, well, yeah, it's like 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. Like, how is the third overall pick not moving? And I'll just reiterate, like, all of the insiders, well, not all of them, but those that talk about the trade potential with the Patriots at three, all say the same thing, which is, like, the teams that would trade with them would want to know that Jaden Daniels was the second overall pick before they would consummate the trade, so they can make sure they knew what they were getting when they traded the third overall. Let's say they want Drake May. That trade probably isn't going to be consummated until after the second overall pick is made, which sucks from a betting standpoint because the markets will all be closed by then. So we may have no clarity on the third overall pick the entire time until the telecast starts, because we don't know when somebody makes an offer to the Patriots for three after the second overall pick has been made. Will the Patriots say yes to that offer? And if they say yes, who is the team going to get? Probably Drake May, it seems like. If they say no and they pick, who are they going to take, and what probability would you assign to those two things? There are a lot of rumors that if they stayed and made the pick, they would take J.J. McCarthy. So it becomes a May-McCarthy back and forth again, and it's not even the Patriots. Which one would they pick? It's, would a team trade for Drake May, or would the Patriots stay and pick McCarthy? That's still the third overall pick, and we may just not know until the second overall pick is made, but we can mock.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Jaden Daniels first overall?
Yeah, do it, just to be crazy.
You want to get nuts? Caleb Williams first overall. I think, and this could be kind of like, it's my mock, but like we could talk about it, obviously. Like, have to have Jaden Daniels second, you think?
In a mock draft? Yeah, I think you have to. Just because, like, all you're thinking about is, what is the most likely thing? This isn't price. I don't get the sense that anything weird is going on yet. And everyone wants to bring up Mac Jones, Trey Lance. We knew so much more about that by now than anything that would, like, let's say,
what was the price at that point? Like, what was the price like around this time? Do you remember? Like, would we bet Lance? Was he still a dog, or was he like a slight favorite?
Well, I had bet him just on the rumor during the day, and I remember getting like plus 180, plus 200 on him to go third. I don't remember what all the bets were like right by that. I was like, I feel like I blacked out for 10 minutes when you were like, it's the third overall pick. Well, literally the end of the show that night was, the third overall pick will be Trey Lance. We got to go. We're out of time. See you guys tomorrow. Like, that was basically the end of the show. I don't remember what the prices were. I don't think they were prohibitive at all, though. So this market, from a price
It was
standpoint and a
plus,
movement
like a slight
standpoint,
plus price, I think. I think Mac was
I
still
think
favored.
so. This market isn't behaving remotely like how that one did. If you were to, if you say like, okay, if we woke up this morning and it was like, oh, a ton of betting overnight on Drake May to go second. Now some insiders reporting, like, and through that the day that gained steam. None of that's happened here. So yeah, maybe Washington's got us all fooled. I just wouldn't bet on it, I guess is the way I'd put it. I just wouldn't bet that they've got us all fooled. It just doesn't seem like a great bet. And I don't think Jay Daniels minus 1,000 is a great bet either. I just, again, like, I'm happy to just pencil in Daniels and spend time on other stuff and see if I want to bet that.
Okay, so Daniels, second overall pick. So third overall pick. Curious if you agree with my train of thought here. And look, this can be, if I have to just pick one of the two options, that's fine. But I think like it's important to talk like this, right? So kind of like choose
Yeah.
your own adventure. Turn to page 69 and you fall down a well. Either the Patriots will stay at three and take JJ McCarthy, or the Giants will trade to three to take Drake May.
The market would have you believe that May, in either capacity, as the Patriots pick or as a trade up, is much more likely than McCarthy. The market would have you believe that. I think there is a lot of disagreement, even among people who like claim to know about what this is going to be. I've heard both things, and I've heard both things really confidently. Like, they want Drake May. No, they want JJ McCarthy. Like it's done if they stay. It's like, okay. Again, what are we supposed to do then if that's the case? It's like a game of like, who do you trust more? And the market is more heavily leaned toward May. And the funny thing is, like, you could even look at it this way. Okay, if you think the Patriots actually could pick either, let's say it's 50-50, even if it's not. Then May gets 50% and McCarthy gets 50% of the stay probabilities. And May gets 100% of the trade
May gets all of,
probabilities. Then
yep. So
he
it
should be
has
a
to be
favorite.
May. Just like
Right.
who's
Then
he,
he's.
who's picking? Who's picking is the
Right.
question.
Drake, like, if you're gonna mock and do only, yeah, and do only one, like, and you're not gonna do the choose your own adventure, I think you have Drake May third because he gets taken by the Patriots sometimes. And do you agree with me? If let's say it's the Giants or any
Yes.
other team, do you think if
Yes.
it's a trade for three, it's always for Drake May?
I think it's
99% of the time.
gonna. It's gonna be May. Yes, I do think. Yes, I think it's gonna be May.
Then Drake May is the mock at three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
Picks.
I guess
Yeah.
four. Four has to be Marvin Harrison,
Four. Well,
unfortunately, because
and think about it. If you have May
he's getting bet
three
a little bit, right?
earlier, he got like a little bit. I mean, he's been a big favorite a lot, all day. So the idea, especially, is you haven't like changed things in a dramatic way where it wouldn't be that. Like, if you put McCarthy at three, you can make the argument that like someone wants to trade for four for Drake May, or like something wacky, like it starts the domino effect. If you put May at three, like, not again, not to quote the same mock draft over and over again. I just thought it was really interesting that Daniel Jeremiah put in this mock, like, yeah, it seems like the Vikings have cooled on trading up to get JJ McCarthy. They would much rather just pick him where they pick. Okay, well, like, the whole deal the whole time in the consensus was that the Vikings were going to go get him. And now it's like, oh, actually, I'm kind of hearing that might not happen. Okay, then if May goes third, what's the interest level for somebody to trade to four with the Cardinals? Not as much. Just not as much. So, probably just pick Harrison. Seems like the most likely thing.
So I have Harrison four.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, we should almost do one where like McCarthy goes three and then play that.
Great,
out
we'll do it after this. Yeah.
Okay, so May 3rd, Harrison 4th. Who's trading up for McCarthy here?
That's the problem. I think the Chargers have to make the pick.
Unless, so here's how it doesn't. The
Somebody
only
loves
not
neighbors.
The only way. Somebody wants neighbors, exactly, to block the Giants.
Yeah. Except that you gave, you gave May to the Patriots. That's the problem.
I did.
If you give May to the Giants, you have to play at that one too.
So let's play that out. May goes to the Giants at 3. So now the Patriots are on the clock at 6. So May
is take McCarthy.
The Patriots are going to take McCarthy, correct? If he's there. Yeah.
Right.
Does another team want
jumping.
McCarthy?
I don't think that would happen. Yeah.
And if there is a team that would do it, there has not been one scintilla of information that could happen. And like that doesn't mean it won't, just that there's been zero about it. Zero.
And we've actually moved the opposite direction, where like Minnesota seems less likely to trade up now than they were before. Like we're moving in the complete opposite direction from like an information standpoint. So yeah, so if it's, I mean, like right now we're playing out like 6 different mocks at the same time. Do you want to, I think you should continue playing out Patriots take Drake May just to its logical conclusion at 10, just to do it. Like who would you have the Chargers picking if that happened?
I don't think they pick. I think a team goes to get neighbors.
So X team not picking, would it be, I mean, it could be anybody. Like the Jets could trade to 5 at that point, or somebody else could trade to 5.
The Niners could do it.
The Niners could do it. The Rams could do it.
Can I say something? Could you imagine if you're the Chargers in all seriousness and they have no wide receivers, and here San Francisco comes to you with a package that includes Brandon Ayuk, you do it in a heartbeat. You're going to trade down anyway, and now you get an actual good receiver plus draft capital to rebuild this roster.
Right. So Team X for Malik Nabers will be your mock at 5 if the Patriots take Drake May.
Yeah, I don't know, like, not like with the most extreme confidence, but yeah.
I mean, are you more confident in that or that they'll stay and take Latham, who is the favorite to be the 5th overall pick?
I think that they probably believe that they could trade down and get him or take another lineman.
It's
There's
reasonable.
Like 9 million linemen in this draft.
19 tackles. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm not going to dispute it. I think that's fine. Team trades up to take Nabers 5.
Odunze 6.
Yep.
Would they take McCarthy? No. I don't based off what I've heard, no. They want Drake May.
Right.
I agree.
I like Odunze mock there in this one. Yeah.
I, for what it's worth, water gun to my head, I think the Giants trade to 3 and take Drake May.
Well, yeah, we'll do that one next. Let's play out this one. Play this one out to 10.
And I think like as a fan, if and when that happens, I'm going to be very excited.
Of course. A trade up for
really...
the quarterback's the best. In on draft night, the trade up for the quarterback's the best.
I was going to say, like last time we didn't technically do that because the Chargers picked Eli, but the last time we did something like that, like worked out pretty well. Okay, so where are we at now? We're at 7 with the Titans.
Yeah, because you have Odunze 6 to the Giants, which I would do a mock the same way.
So the receivers are all gone. Like it has to be the pick now to the Titans.
Yep.
Okay. Falcons. I guess Dallas Turner, for lack of like a better option.
Yeah. Latu or whatever is the second choice. They both have similar odds to be the eighth overall pick. And that there's a connection, right, with like Jimmy Lake is the defensive coordinator of the Falcons, and Latu. Like, was one of his players. Yeah. So that's been rumored for a while. Latu apparently also is like falling on draft boards, but nobody knows. This is always the thing, like a guy can fall on draft boards. You only need one team to not have him fall. Like, you know, the guy with the defensive coordinator was his defensive coordinator. So it just, it's, that stuff's always really tough to solve. But yeah, I think Turner in a mock, like Turner would be the person you'd put in the spot.
I think the NFL should have Alicia Keys at all the drafts, and they, like, when they like go to the person in the green room that's like tumbling down boards, she should play Fallen.
I think it falling.
I keep on falling down the draft board with you. Yeah. I keep on falling. Great song.
Not getting pick two.
Okay, nine. I think the Bears trade out.
Yeah. Or they take out, what's the tackle that's like Caleb Williams' best friend from sixth grade or whatever it is? What is that?
Fashanu.
Fashanu, yeah.
How about this? Jets to nine for Bowers to block the Rams. The Rams, even though, like, I guess, no, we don't think the Rams are trying for a receiver. So in right. this, like, the Rams and Niners are out now.
I mean, they don't have to be out. Like, the Rams could trade to nine for Bowers.
You want to have that? Well, we think they want a receiver, right? Because of San Francisco's reported interest
know.
Also.
We
but
don't
we think.
Your mock.
You, but like, do you think that's the most probable?
I mean, we know the Bears want to get out of the pick, but like, who wants to go up for what's there? I think nobody.
Okay, then I'll say.
Take a tackle.
I'll say Byron Murphy, nine to the Bears.
Okay, that's a good one too.
And I'm gonna hold that the Jets take. I got a piece of information from someone who's been right in the past, also has been wrong a lot recently. This person's kind of on my bleep list right now. I was told that
what a build up.
I'm just being honest with people. Like, I'm not trying to BS anyone, you know. Fashanu.
Okay.
The Bowers out of the top 10.
Yeah. Who would you have 11? Vikings are still there, but still be there.
McCarthy. Oh, he's gone at this. Oh, no, he has. He's still on the board, right?
He's available. They could take him.
Yeah. McCarthy.
What about Penix?
Friday.
Saturday. All right.
Undrafted. So
that's your Patriots take Drake May 3rd mock.
Yes.
Now, next we have to do the Giants trade to three and take Drake May mock, followed by the Patriots stay and take J.J. McCarthy mock.
And I think we need to do like a Minnesota trades to three also for May.
Oh, man. Minnesota.
Right?
It's the front page of the newspaper. I mean, we can. Let's see how much stuff. If we get no stories, we can do as many mocks as you want.
Speaking of, were you watching last night ESPN, like Steve Levy and like PK Subban and Messier, and they replayed
what was
going it was like 30.
There? Yeah.
Oh, with what? Like
did
the
you,
hammer
did you see that stuff?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that live.
It's funny. It's basically Subban saying that he's like well endowed. Basically,
Hartford
is all that is.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like every night they talk about West Hartford bars. It's really funny.
Yeah, it was a problem. Messier is like a known carouser. Nothing wrong with that at all. Coming up next, we'll talk some hockey. Pete Blackburn from What Chaos joins Nick and Ken.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.